This is a paid political interview, paid for by John Hales for Mayor.
We have John Hales joining us in the studio to discuss his candidacy for Mayor of North Platte. John, how have you been?
I've been great, Tristan.
Glad to hear. Of course, we had you in the studio last week to discuss your candidacy and your campaign for Mayor of North Platte. So tell us, what have you encountered throughout the past week then since we spoke last?
Well, you know, we've just been, I went, spent most of my time going door to door across the city with my wife, Jan, and we covered a lot of people and got to meet a lot of people, and it was fun. It was such a nice week, you know, weather-wise. It was a perfect opportunity to get out and, you know, shake some of the dust off. So we had a good time.
Now, a gentleman like you that's been around the city for a long time and you've met a lot of people through a lot of things, do you encounter a lot of people that you don't know?
Oh, yeah.
Do you?
You know,
okay.
Yeah, you know, I always say, you know, I feel like I know quite a few people in this town, but you start going door to door and talking to people and you realize that, hey, there's a lot of people you don't know. So that's what I enjoyed about it, was getting to know some people that, you know, I walk up to them and say, I'm glad you showed up because I had no idea who you are, you know.
Good to meet the new people, I'm sure, too, and talk about city issues with them.
Yes, yes.
Now, in going door-to-door, John, what are some of the city issues that you're talking about with potential constituents?
Well, you know, I have my flyer with me when I go door-to-door, and, you know, I let the people look at the flyer, and, you know, if they've got questions after looking at that flyer, then we cover that. And, you know, it ranges from everything from, of course, everybody's always wanting to know about taxes. You know, we talk about the housing, the infrastructure of the city, what are we doing to, or what am I proposing to bring more business to town and things like that.
Now, obviously, with your role that you had at the chamber for a number of years, you understand personally the struggles that we have here in not only attracting businesses to come to North Platte, but in helping the great business we have here already.
Very much so, you know, and that's one of our biggest dilemmas right now is attracting new people to town, and we need to get younger families here, people that grew up here that went away to college or whatever, and we need to entice them to come back. And you know, that's part of the housing initiative, having affordable housing that they can come back to and things like that.
Well, I'm glad you brought up housing, John, because that's probably another hot topic I'm sure that you encounter quite a bit. Before we get into your thoughts on housing and what you'd do if elected, how do you feel about how Mayor Livingston and the current council is doing in addressing some of our housing issues right here and right now?
Well, I think they've done a great job along with the chamber with the shot in the arm program, the two shot in the arm programs that we put out at the chamber, and then Mayor Livingston's housing task force has done a great job, and then the smaller group that's in town that's working on what shall we call it, dilapidated housing situations. So between those three, I think we've done a great job, and we've made great strides in eliminating some of our housing, but it's we're far from done with it. You know, I think housing will be ongoing for, it might be a 5-year project. You know, to get, because we fell so far behind in our housing that we're playing catch up now, and so yeah, it's not going to go away overnight.
So do you feel if you're elected as the next mayor, then, John, you just kind of pick up the ball and run with it? Do you feel that we're on the right path right now then?
I feel like we're definitely on the right path for it, and that's what I would do is continue on that path.
Okay. There is the possibility of changes on the council as well. Well, there's guaranteed changes on the council. How much change on the council is up to the city of North Platte and its citizens, but do you feel that the change in the mayor's office and the change on the council could potentially shake that up a little bit?
Well, I guess you never know in those particular cases. You know, you look at what the candidates are talking about right now, and you kind of put that in the back of your mind and say, okay, this person's on board, this person isn't on board. So, you know, you know there's going to be change, and you just got to be able to deal with it when it gets there.
One definite change we know is coming to the city of North Platte is Iron Eagle Golf Course. It appears that something that's been hanging in the balance for so long is going to be resolved relatively soon. And again, our current mayor and our current group of councilmen are working on having this issue resolved. Have to give a shout out to Mr. Kibben as well. He's kind of he didn't waste any time when he got here on the city of North Platte and getting to work. He got to work, it seems like, day one. But where do you stand on the Iron Eagle situation, John?
Well, I'm in favor of getting it out of the city and having a private enterprise take it over. And we're going to see that happen in the next couple of months. So it's going to be a non-issue. And I'm glad of that because it's divided this city mm-hmm. for too many years. And we need to move on to bigger and better projects.
Now, do you support a golf course being in that area?
Oh, definitely.
Okay.
Yeah, I do. I don't want the golf course to go away at all. And it'll fit well into Chief Industries plans for that area with their 55 and older housing that they're talking about. So, no, it's a perfect fit.
You just want it out of the city's hands, so to speak.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. That's one thing. I mean, there's so many opinions on Iron Eagle, too, so you always have to clarify when you're talking to a candidate.
Well, you know what they say about opinions.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, we have John Hales joining us in the studio discussing John's candidacy for mayor of North Platte. And let's talk a little bit of business more here, John. In talking to you here on the program throughout the past couple years that I've been serving as the host, I get the feeling that you're passionate about great local business. I recall a few years ago, I think when I first took over as the host here, you told me that there was once a month that you'd be running late when you came in for your role with the chamber because you met with the a role that you had monthly at the chamber meeting with them. So in talking to you as the host of Mugs of the Morning, John, I kind of get the vibe that you're passionate about some of those smaller businesses that we find throughout the Westfield Shopping Center and local business we find downtown as well.
Yes, I met monthly with Westfield Merchants, and I also met monthly with the Downtown Association, too. And, of course, we know what the Downtown Association has been going through the last couple of years, trying to get the downtown renovated. Westfield, you know, went through a period where they renovated the majority of the Westfield Shopping Center to get them up and more attractive. And yes, it is a passion of mine because I think what we've experienced through the COVID-19 situation, local businesses have kept us going here in town. The sales tax receipts show that, and it's really taken everybody by surprise, the fact that they could hold us up through this period. And then, you know, I was downtown yesterday getting my hair cut. What do you think? You think it looks all right?
You know, okay. I did notice it was a little bit shorter.
Okay. So I was trying to, you know, make myself look better.
For the radio interview.
Yeah.
Obviously.
That's what I was after. So I was downtown yesterday, and I mentioned to my hairstylist, I said, hey, how you like having the street open? And, of course, we got to talking, and she said Saturday it was just packed downtown. You
that's
know?
Awesome.
And that makes you feel good to hear that. And you know, that downtown renovation is going to attract people downtown, and right now we're at 100% occupancy downtown. So yes, we need to continue to support our downtown and, well, all our small businesses.
Now, you've been involved locally longer than I have, John, but as far as I can remember, I can't remember the downtown looking this lively.
It's been a long time.
Has it been a while?
Yeah.
You can recall when it was this lively, but it's been a while.
It's been a long time. It has. We went through some pretty rough times down there, and, you know, I got to give the Downtown Association a lot of credit for that. Their association, their group, they fought hard to get over that hump and make themselves better through various things, you know, pushing to get the awnings down and things like that. And so they've done a tremendous job of making it happen down there.
Well, exciting, too, because everything's okay right now downtown. Everything's fine, but the exciting development about the Parkade Plaza moving over to local ownership with Mr. and Mrs. Caldwell receiving some help. The city's approved them to receive a little bit of help from the Quality Growth Fund, which sounds like that's going to be a great assistance for them. But the city was or Downtown Association and the downtown community was doing well before that exciting development. Now that comes along, I see that there's some exciting developments with the Pawnee, too. I didn't get a chance to read the Telegraph yet this morning, but I see that Mr. Mitchell, the owner of the Pawnee, was on the front page, and it showed a picture of him standing in front of the Pawnee, so it means he must have been here at some point recently.
Well, and I haven't read that article either yet, Tristan, but you know, he made some promises quite way back when that he was going to do something about it, and you know, when I was at the chamber when that happened, and you know, we just flat told him straight out, put up or shut up. Mm-hmm. You know, this needs to happen, and we need to not just set on it for your own personal pleasure. So hopefully, I know Gary and the group are continually on him about it, so hopefully he'll come through for us.
And there were some incentives, too, if he was able to accomplish A, B, and C, the chamber was going to kick in A, B, and C, too. So I know
right. There
were some incentives, too, if he got the ball rolling.
Yes, there was. And, you know, I think the one thing that the Downtown Merchants Association has got going for them, too, is they're not going to sit back. They realize things are rolling right now on the good, but they're not going to sit back and take it all in and say, well, we've done all we can and we're good to go. You know, they're constantly going to be after that downtown area and constantly looking to improve it. So that's a good thing.
Now, so John, if elected as the next mayor of North Platte, how would you plan to help bring in more business, but also help the great local business we already have here that's been thriving as of recent?
Well, you know, a lot of communication with Gary down at the chamber and Cassie and Kathy and the whole group. You know, keep in touch with them regularly on a regular basis to see what's brewing. If I can help them, you know, put something a project over the edge and make it come to fruition. I think that's my role as mayor.
And I've noticed, too, that Gary is extremely involved in a lot of these things. I'm thinking the past 2 years, I've seen Gary at a lot of events where he's probably off the clock, technically. I think the first time it hit me was watching Senator Groney and Judy Peterson debate. I think there was a row behind me, and there was Gary. Mm-hmm. And then in the past year, I've noticed Gary's at the Planning Commission meetings, Gary's at the City Council meetings. Even if the Quality Growth Fund or the Chamber's not necessarily on the agenda, Gary's there 9 times out of 10.
Well, yeah, you know, that's his job. He's got to stay connected, real connected to what's going on in the city. And, you know, the best way you can do that is to show up to Planning Commission and council meetings. And, you know, he spends a lot of time with the city administrator and the mayor discussing projects. And he spends a lot of time with the council members, too, discussing projects because he wants to know what their feel on certain projects is. He wants to make sure they've got the proper information on projects that are upcoming so they're well informed.
Now, John, you mentioned the city administrator. Have you had a chance to talk to Mr. Kibben much, and how do you feel about his hiring from the city of North Platte?
I've had, you know, a fair amount of contact with Matt, and I can't call him Mr. Kibben. you're way too...
Reminds me of when I called you Mr. Hales
for
the first time.
I struggle with that. But
Matt's a good guy.
Yeah, Matt's a great guy. I enjoy talking to him. We've had some great conversations, so... yes, I've got to know Matt, and I'd love to work with him.
Now, John, obviously, I know you were in the green room a few moments ago. I will say, I'm not endorsing anybody here, but I will say, John is always running early. You're in the green room awfully early before your interviews, and
that's one thing that has always driven me crazy. Is I can't stand to be late for anything,
so
I always show up early.
And that's been fun for me, folks. We'll step aside here a little bit and get off topic, but it's been fun for me because Brandon's been coming in a little early too. So last week we were shooting the breeze in my office. It was fun to do, and then you and I get to shoot the breeze in the green room a little bit when you come early too. So that's the fun. It's politics the way it's supposed to be, just shooting the breeze.
Yeah, just to, you know, be able to talk without, having your opinion on air, maybe that you don't want to get out there or whatever.
Yep.
But
well, and we get off topic too when we're shooting the breeze. I mean, we're not talking about the city always either. So
yeah, for sure.
So John, getting back on topic here, coming up on Monday, you'll be participating in the debate here on KODY with Brandon and George Lobby and myself serving as hosts. What are you looking forward to this coming Monday and sitting down with George, myself, and with your opponent, Mr. Kelleher?
Well, you know, it's amazing because of COVID. Brandon and I haven't seen each other. I'll never forget the last event. There was something going on. It was a fundraiser out at the DNN Event Center.
Okay.
And it was shortly after all the candidates had announced their running. And Brandon and I ran into each other out at this DNN Event Center. And I said, he made the comment to me about, I suppose we'll be seeing a lot of each other here in the next few months. And Lord knows we didn't know COVID was not going to allow us to do that. And I have not seen him since that event.
Kind of ironic.
Yeah, it's very, very ironic. So I'm looking forward to sitting down with Brandon. I've always got along with Brandon We're just adversaries in this particular race, but beyond that, I Brandon and I get along.
So, John, if the city of North Platte does not elect you as the next mayor, you still plan to be involved and help out however you can with the city?
Oh, yes. My role in the city is not going to change. I'll continue to support wherever I can, even volunteer more, and knowing Gary and working at the chamber, I'm there for them. If they've got something that they want me to step in on or help them out with, I'm there to help them.
Yeah, because honestly, we know that the city's in a good spot right now, but it's up to us right now to make sure the city's going to be better for future generations. And I've said it once, I'll say it again, that's going to take more than just one person, even if that one person's the mayor of North Platte.
You know, that's that goes, I think, back to the theme of getting through this COVID. The theme has been we all have to work together and get through this. And that's what we have to do as a city to get these projects into town and get people into town and get the houses built. We just all have to work together and like they say, more hands get more accomplished. So, that's why I will continue to work with people, mayor or not, because I want to see North Platte grow.
Now, John, we do need to wrap up. Is there anything else you want to hit on this morning that we haven't yet, my friend?
You know, I want to put a shout out to the North Platte girls golf team.
Oh my gosh! Yeah.
I mean, that was so cool that we took it. I mean, you know, going in, we were the favorites, and I thought, I hate that. I hate, you know.
Because everybody loves the underdog story,
yeah,
too.
You put the jinx on us,
yep,
you know.
Yeah, exactly. You don't want to jinx it.
And when they were up 13 after that first day, and I thought, well, we're sitting good now. It's starting to look real promising. And then they just blew the field away yesterday and took it home. And I'm just so happy and so proud of those girls and Jim Orcott and Mr. Kaminsky. And they had a great year, and it's just so cool. And then Kaylee Carlson having the hole in one. I mean, I can't imagine. I know Kelly and Scott and Grandpa and Grandma were down there watching that, and I just bet they were beside themselves.
I know that you're a family friend of the Carlsons, so
yeah.
I'm sure that you were pretty excited. So
you can
match some of that excitement that the family was experiencing.
I watched Kaylee grow up down at the Playhouse, and it just blows me away the fact that she's where she is right now, it just made my day.
Good family, and hats off to the girls, state champions. Can you believe
that? That is so cool.
Yeah, in a world where we need all the positive we can, I'm glad you brought that up, because that is awesome.
Yeah.
Now, John, if there's anybody out there that wants to pick your brain about city issues, or maybe they want to discuss your candidacy for mayor of North Platte before they check their ballot box, how can they get in contact with you and continue the conversation, or maybe address you specifically on a specific issue?
Well, just call Tristan Winder.
I'll give you John's number.
No, my number is 530-5060. That's 530-5060. And then I've got my John Hales for Mayor Facebook. And email me at jhales74@hotmail.com. And we'll talk.
And we'll see you this coming Monday as me, you, George, and Brandon sit down to talk about city issues, and we'll see what the voters decide after November.
Yeah, I'm just I'm glad we're almost to the home here, because I'm to the point now. You know, we've cussed and discussed all this so many times. I just want to have it done.
Yeah. Yep. It's going to be exciting to see what the citizens decide at the end of the day, and we're getting closer.
Yeah. Yeah. 20 days, I believe, from today.
So. Ah, but who's counting?
Who's counting? You know.
Well, John, thanks again, my friend. It's good to see you in the studio, and we'll see you on Monday.
Okay, sounds good, Tristan.
This has been a paid political interview paid for by John Hales for Mayor.